just read a verse from John 4, verse 29. John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 29. Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Do you know this lovely man? He is the revealer of secrets. He can tell you everything you've ever done. He told this woman she had five husbands. A man she was living with wasn't her husband. He is the revealer of secrets. Like Joseph's name was Zaphnath-Paneah. Our Zaphnath-Paneah is the Lord Jesus. He is the revealer of secrets. He's the Savior of the world. And if you're here today without God and without Christ, you need to come to this lovely man. He can tell you everything that you did. He knows all about you. He wants you just to come. Confess Him as your personal Savior. And you'll be saved. And you'll go to be with that lovely man when He comes back. The man, Christ Jesus, who's filling all heaven. So come see a man. The word come see stands for children. We have children here. He saves children. My wife was saved at age 10. My daughter was saved at age 5. So it doesn't matter what age you are, you can be saved. So O is for older people. Older person here without Christ, still in your sins. He died for older people too, and you can be saved. And then the M, middle-aged people. So any middle-aged person here without God, without Christ, come see a man who can tell you everything you've done, save your soul, give you living water which springs up into everlasting life if you trust the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. I hope you know this lovely man. And then E speaks for everyone. So you can be saved. Anyone can be saved. C-O-M-E, come. That's all He asked of me. He did all the work. There's naught for me to be. There on Calvary's cross, He died for everyone. All He asked me to do is C-O-M-E, come. So if you've never come to Christ, you can be saved right in your seat. I know a young man who was saved in his seat at Bluefield Conference. But Zacchaeus was saved when he came down the tree. There's one man in the Bible saved in a box. That was Matthew. He was in a tax collector's box. Come and follow me. He got saved. So if you don't know this lovely man, why not come today and be saved? Go to John 7 for the second one. John 7, verse 46. Just a short gospel message. John 7, verse 46. The officers answered, never man spake like this man. He wants to speak to your heart today if you're not saved. Now what will he say? Look at verse 37. He was at the Feast of Passovers. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So if you're thirsty, you come to the Lord Jesus and drink, and you'll be saved. You'll come into, you'll have eternal life. He says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture, the Old Testament scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus has been glorified. The Holy Spirit has come. And if you want to receive the Holy Spirit into your life, you need to trust Jesus as your Savior. So why not come to this lovely man who speaks? Never man spake like this man. He wants to speak to your heart this afternoon. He wants to save your soul. I remember my granddaughter went to a funeral service and she saw that body up in the casket. She said, Aunt Emma was the meeting Wednesday night singing. There she's in that coffin. And she was afraid. And so she came by our house on her way home, and her grandmother led her to Christ. She came in my office, Granddaddy, I'm saved, I'm saved. Well, I hope you're saved. You can be saved today by trusting Jesus as your Savior, this lovely man. So, never man spake like this man. He wants to speak to your heart. Open your heart and let him come in. Lord Jesus, I'm a lost sinner. I want to be saved. And if you invite him in, he'll save you. And your sins will go out. and you'll know that you're saved. John chapter 9 for the third one. We only have five. The Apostle Paul said he'd rather speak five words in an understanding language than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Yeah, I speak an unknown tongue. Yeah, I used to take the Lord's name in vain before I was saved, but now I speak a new language. Good, isn't it? How good. You know, when you get saved, your vocabulary changes. You look different. You smell different. You savor the things of God. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. You're changed. You want to be changed? Come to this lovely man. He'll change you. Oh, yes, he will. You'll be saved. You'll have life eternal. You'll have a home in heaven. Otherwise, if you die without Christ, the Lord Jesus says, whither I go, you cannot come. And if you die in your sins, you'll be buried in your sins. And you'll be raised up in your sins. And you'll be cast into the lake of fire in your sins. When you can have your sins forgiven today by trusting Jesus as your own personal Savior. The king's business requires haste. Don't put it off. If you're concerned about your sins, you're concerned about your salvation, you can be saved right in your seat. You don't have to come forward to any altar, because Christ is the altar. You just come to Him. You don't have to shake my hand. I'd be happy to shake your hand if you got saved. But you can take Christ as your Savior right in your seat. John chapter 9, verse 11. This is the man born blind. And you know, we were all born blind. We didn't see things in the light of eternity. No, we didn't see the things of God. We were Gentiles after the flesh. But look at verse 11. They asked him how his eyes were open. In verse 10, he answered, a man, remember, we're talking about a man that's called Jesus, made clay, anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. I went and washed and I received my sight. You want your spiritual eyesight? You don't have to go to the pool of Siloam. That's just emblematic. The Lord Jesus is the pool. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. So you can be saved by this lovely man, the man Christ Jesus. And after he got saved, they wanted to criticize him. He said, will you be his disciples too? Well, he went. They cast him out. Guess where they cast him out? They cast him out at the feet of Jesus. And he says down in verse 35, Jesus heard they'd cast him out. And when they found him, he said to him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said to him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. Do you believe? Do you believe in your heart? If you confess Christ as Lord, you'll be saved. All you have to do is to believe, really believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I've been saved 60 years. You want to be saved? Now's the time to come to the Savior and be saved. Acts 13 for the fourth one. The book of Acts, chapter 13. While the book of Acts is a transitionary book, there are divine, eternal things mentioned in the book of Acts. Chapter 13, verse 38. The Apostle Paul speaking, verse 38. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. The only way you can have your sins forgiven is trusting this lovely man, the man Christ Jesus. If you've never trusted him, you can do that today. And you know something? You don't even have to have any faith. Faith is a gift of God. Some people say, oh, you don't have enough faith. No. If you trust Jesus as your Savior, God will give you the faith to get saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Anyone want to be saved on this side? Well, God will give you the faith. Anyone over here want to be saved? God will give you the faith to get saved by trusting Jesus as your Savior. There was a woman in Luke's Gospel. She heard the Lord Jesus was a friend of sinners. And she came to where the Lord Jesus was at Simon's house. She stood at His feet. She knelt at His feet. She washed his feet with her tears. She wiped His feet with her hair. She kissed His feet and didn't say a word. And she got her sins forgiven. But more than that, the Lord Jesus said to that woman, "Thy faith hath saved thee." She didn't have any faith. God gave her the faith. Go in peace. So she had her sins forgiven. She got saved. And she got peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You want that to happen to you today? You trust the Savior, and those things will happen to you. Not only that, look at verse 39. Not only will you have your sins forgiven, by Him that all that believe are justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. God will impute His righteousness to you if you trust Jesus as your Savior. You'll be justified from everything. If you trust the Savior, well, we trust you might do that if you're not saved. Just one last one in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 3. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. I'm sorry, chapter 1 of 1 Timothy. Verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. The word will means desire. Who desires will have all men to be saved. He wants you to be saved. God doesn't have any pleasure in the death of the wicked. No, He doesn't. He desires that all men be saved. We know all men will not be saved. But He wants people to be saved. And we want people to be saved by trusting Jesus as your Savior. Desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there's one God. It's not Allah. No. It's one God, our God and Father. And the Lord Jesus is God over all, blessed forever. There's no such thing as first person, second person, third person. That's just something someone dreamed up. The Lord Jesus is God over all, blessed forever. There's one God. And one mediator between God and men, not men and God, but God and men. The only way God can come out to you is through His mediator, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Not Mary, not Joseph, no one else but the Lord Jesus. He is the only mediator between God and men. And that's the man, Christ Jesus. Now let me just mention something. He is Jesus Christ. He still is Jesus, but coming forth in resurrection and now upon the throne, He is the lovely man called Christ Jesus, mentioned 50 times in the Bible, 49 times by Paul, and once by Peter. So those of us who are saved are linked up with that lovely man, Christ Jesus. There's therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So if you get saved, you'll be linked up with that lovely man, the man Christ Jesus. Look what it says in verse 6, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Christ died upon the cross of Calvary for all people. I know He bore the sins of the many, but you can be one of the many to this afternoon by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you've never done that, why not do this afternoon? All you have to say, "Lord Jesus, I'm a lost sinner. I know if I die without thee, I'm going to go right straight to hell. You don't want to go to hell, do you? No, you want to go to heaven. So if you confess that you are a lost sinner, Christ forgives sinners. But if you die in your sins, you can't go where He is. No, no. You'll be shut up and out of darkness. You'll go down to the pit to never get out. But with this afternoon, you can have your sins forgiven. He's the Savior of sinners, you know. Not Confucius, not Buddha, not Allah, nothing of that nature, but only the Lord Jesus can forgive you of your sins. So if you've never had your sins forgiven, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from how many? All sins. So if you want to have your sins forgiven, come to this lovely man. Come to him. He's in heaven. He still wants to save you, you know. All power in heaven and earth is given to the Lord Jesus. So may you trust Christ as your Savior this afternoon if you never have been saved. May God add the blessing to His word.
Amen.